This is the news in brief from the United Nations. A minimum of $1.4 billion is needed to fund the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, known as UNRWA, the acting chief said on Friday. Christian Saunders said the funds would provide essential services throughout 2020, including life-saving humanitarian assistance for 5.6 million registered Palestine refugees across the Middle East. He noted that the support UNRWA received at the General Assembly in December was an overwhelming validation of the agency and of our mandate, and stressed the importance of donor and partners matching that support to allow the agency to provide Palestine refugees with protection and those critical services considered a basic human right. In return, he said, UNRWA would ensure that every penny of public funding we receive is used wisely, properly, and effectively. And staying in the Middle East region, an independent UN expert has expressed alarm over U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal launched on Tuesday to resolve the decades-long Israeli-Palestinian conflict, maintaining that it favored one side far too much over the other. What the Trump plan offers is a one-and-a-half-state solution, said Michael Link, the UN Special Rapporteur on the situation of human rights in Palestine. President Trump's vision for peace, prosperity, and a brighter future would legalize Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem and would also allow Israel to annex around 30% of the West Bank. In response, the UN underlined its long-standing commitment to realize a two-state solution, with Israelis and Palestinians living side by side in peace and security within recognized borders on the basis of the pre-1967 lines. This is not a recipe for just and durable peace, but rather endorses the creation of a 21st-century Bantustan in the Middle East, he said, referring to the so-called independent homelands established for black South Africans during the apartheid era. And in Europe, a sophisticated Italian food system is placing a heavy burden on Italy's workers and farmers. This from an independent UN rights expert following an 11-day visit to the country that many regard as the world's food capital. Despite an estimated gross domestic product of $2.84 trillion, world-renowned innovative businesses, a large agriculture sector, and modern manufacturing capabilities, smallholder farmers are being exploited in Italy, the expert said. While Italy is active in promoting human rights internationally, particularly the right to food, this does not altogether resonate nationally, Hilal Elver, UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food, said on Friday. Following conversations with people who depend on food banks and charities for their next meal, she said people in agriculture work excessively long hours under difficult conditions and with a salary too low to cover their basic needs. Liz Scafidi, UN News.